The fight over Three Waters is far from over. We've got a rear guard action launching their campaign today with over 20 councils ponying up. The Waimakariri Mayor is co-organiser of the campaign. Dan Gordon, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
What's planned at Parliament today?
Today, 23 councils from around New Zealand are taking our concerns about Three Waters to Parliament, and we're meeting with political parties. And as of last night, following a call from the Prime Minister, we're also now meeting with the Minister. So this is about airing our concerns around the Three Waters reform process.
Do you think the government is running scared?
But we're certainly getting the engagement that we've been asking for some time, which is to sit down and partner.
Yeah. What does that say to you?
I'd say that the government are interested. They have slowed it down, which is what we've asked them to do throughout the course of this whole matter since it's been raised, so that we can look at genuinely partnering and other options. But forced reform has never been something that we have seen as a good objective.
As to this working group that Nanaia Mahuta formed a while ago, I mean, what's your world view on that, Dan? Is it really potentially going to change the game, or is that working group simply tasked with fiddling around the edges of governance?
I suspect it's the latter, but we're going to find out more about that today because we're meeting with the chair of the working group, Doug Martin. We want to understand. We're hearing that they're looking a lot broader, but if you look at their terms of reference, they're really narrow. So interested to hear exactly what they're doing today and where we can help and support them come up with other options.
So let's suppose we agree the four-entity model is a dog. When will we see viable alternatives from your grouping of councils?
Yep, we're meeting with our consultant today, Castalia, who's working for us, and we are discussing those options, like including the CCO model, the NZTA co-funding model. There's a lot of different options. And we, in my call with the Prime Minister last night, said that we'd like to present those to her and the government by the end of January, February. And we think we'll have those by then, so that before they consider the next part of the legislative timetable, we have presented other alternatives. And look, that's our overriding objective, is to get that there. Today, we're launching what we call Communities for Local Democracy.
All right.
The voice of over a million New Zealanders. That's who we are representing there today. 23 mayors and councils looking forward.
What about the other 40 councils? Why haven't they stepped up?
Well, you know, that's up for them to determine. And we're a growing number, Mike. We've had another council, two councils joined in the last couple of days. So we're up to 24 now. You know, we will be reaching out to the other councils that there's the ability for them to join us and be part of this this growing campaign.
Dan, thank you very much for your time. Waimakariri Mayor Dan Gordon. More on that through the day.